on my prayer time.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The Lord coming back, and I says, as John said, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Heritage Heroes! Dr. Rick is going to put it to you tonight. Amen. Sounds like you're going to have a quiet group tonight, brother. They're not thundering around yet. Amen. Take your Bible, please.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Finish this, and hopefully we'll get to Psalm 108. I hope it has been enjoyable for you doing the Psalms. It has for me. I'm amazed. Some people would criticize you for going verse by verse of Psalms, but there's so much in it. This morning,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
How many got a piece of paper I gave you today? Would you stand if I gave you a piece of paper? You got that piece of paper? Hang on to that thing. I put mine on my dashboard. Read it. Now, read it.
Thou art my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation.
I just need that this morning. Thank you. You may be seated. I was thinking of
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Some of our folks that are their husbands are gone. I think the folks that her daddy's not here, and I thought, you know, he's my father. Amen. And I, in my prayer, I say something like this. I said, to imagine that you're my Abba Father. And I saw that this morning in my Bible reading. I said, good night. That's what I want. So I put
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And I like to keep current in my prayer list. Amen. And I like taking things off that I've been praying for and putting it down the bottom where it's an answered prayer. Amen. And I think at the end of the year I'm going to take those off because they're more than I got asking. Amen. So anyway. All right, didn't we stand? Psalm 107. We're going to start at verse 34.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Psalm 107, verse 34. Let's go to 33. So he turneth rivers into wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein.
This is a demonstration.
He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water spring. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant the vineyards, which may yield fruit of increase. He blessed them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not the cattle to disease.
This is a demonstration
again,
of Flip for Mac.
They are diminished and brought low through oppression and affliction and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causeth them to wander in wilderness where they... Well, there is no way. He setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand that the loving kindness of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, would you help us tonight as we continue and to consider Psalm 107? Thank you for the writer, the Holy Spirit of God, who has given us the Holy Scriptures. Thank you that we can take them without question, realize them that they have been given to
this
us.
This is a demonstration
a
of Flip for Mac.
Lord, help us not only to read it, but help us to adhere to it and live it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Last week we were talking about he sees the nation in peril, and he talks about how the Gentiles see it had risen in God's command and really completely devastated the children of Israel. during the time of Babylon.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
The children of Israel had went so far away from God that they weren't even convicted. You know, it's a frightful thing. It's a terrible thing for a person to get so far away from God that they don't realize they're away from God. You remember the scriptures where Samson and Delilah kept asking him, says, where's your strength?
This is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
And he told him one thing and told him another, and finally he said, it's in my hair. If you cut my hair off, I'll have no strength. And as before times, she said, the Philistines are upon thee. And he went, and the Bible said he wist not that his power was gone. And there's a lot of Christians today that are just walking the life. They think they can be called a Christian because
this
they come on
This is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
They think they can be called a Christian because they have a Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more to Christianity than coming to church on Sunday morning. By the way, it's your duty. You're supposed to be here anyway. Not forsaking the assembly. That's just, we know that. I'd be preaching to the choir tonight if I would remind you of that. We know we're supposed to be faithful in our local church. We know we're supposed to be coming
this is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
Perfect the saints. We're to come because we need the fellowship. We need the encouragement. We need the love from the brothers and sisters in Christ. You cannot get that in a house, in a home church. There's a lot of home churches today. Just daddy's the pastor and the mother must be the deacon. And the kids are the ushers, amen.
This is a demonstration of
Flip-Flamac. It's completely irrelevant. It's completely against God's word. Yes, it is. We're to come together and we're to fellowship together. And when things do come up and things are not just the way we like it, it's like at home. You just don't quit the family. You stick it together and work it out. Amen. You work on things. You try your best to bring harmony. Harmony comes from this idea of...
This is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
Boy, the most terrible sound you ever hear. You go to the symphony and they're warming up. They sound like a bunch of squawking geese and a dog got his tail caught underneath the, you know, and a man, I'll tell you, a cat got ran over. I mean, boy, kind of terrible. But once they get in sync, and once they get all tuned up, oh, my soul, wow.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip-Flamac.
Enjoyable evening at the symphony. Same way with the church. It seemed like there's a lot of tuning up. A lot of squawking and complaining and griping. Good night. That's not what we're here for, amen. Bible said we're a tender heart forgiving one another. Get on with life, amen. Don't go drinking a jar of pickle juice before you
this
come to church.
This is a demonstration
amen.
Of Flip-Flamac.
Be happy. I was reading this morning in Psalm 189. In verse 14, and I went up to the hospital today, and I was making some hospital calls, and I read this scripture to Chaplain Racy. I said, Chaplain Racy, I look at this. I said, Psalm, maybe not 89.
This is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
Oh, I know, Proverbs. Proverbs 18:49, and it talks about your spirit. Proverbs 18:14, it says, "The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity."
This is a demonstration of Flip-Flamac.
Your diseases or sickness or whatever comes on you, that the spirit of a man will sustain his. His sickness will he can take it. But look at what the next. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? If you have no hope, and we talked about that today. If a man comes and says, "I have no hope," So he'll be dead before you know it.
But this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That's why Alan Funt of Candid Camera years and years and years ago, when they found out that he had cancer, he went to the people. He went to his people at Candid Camera and said, listen, you don't know Candid Camera. It would be like Funniest Videos. But it's Candid Camera. And he said, I want the funniest. He was a Jew. And he knew the scripture in Proverbs that said, a merry heart.
This is a demonstration
like
of clips for Matt.
So he said, give me the funniest clips. Give me the funniest clips. And they said that he lived, I think they said like 10 years longer than he should have. When you laugh, something happens to you. Jim Holloman told me today, if you laugh for 15 minutes, it's like running a mile. So I start laughing, amen. Didn't work. But anyway. All right. Well, let's get into this.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Let's see what the scripture has us for us tonight. Last week we talked about how that they were really in trouble and talked about how that it was so important for them to get back to what God had for them, and talked about how that their life was like a desert. There's no ways, no, you know, I talked about the Sinai.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Suez Canal, and here Peterson was out there. John Phillips was watching, and he says, it looked like these ships were going on the sand. Couldn't see the canal, but you see those great big old ships going across. And he said, when you're out there, you look out the other way, and he said, there are no signposts, no mile marker, no nothing out there in the desert. How many have been around those desert places? There is nothing out there.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And he said, that's the way you feel. And I attribute to this that, do you feel as if you're lost spiritually in a spiritual desert? Do you feel that way tonight? This is a question not addressed, but to the unsaved person, it goes without saying that they are lost. In the address to the Lord's people, do you find yourself looking that way? I see a lot of Christian people that just kind
of... This is a demonstration
of Flip
for Mac.
They're like out in the desert. They don't know which way to turn. I don't know about you, but have you ever been lost? That's the most terrible feeling of your life. Terrible, terrible feeling in your life. And with all their circumstances, without the slightest idea of the right way to turn or the right step to take, every step seemed to be the wrong one. Like the old guy, he said, you know where you go? No, but he said, I sure am making
this
a good
is time. A demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Secondly, he said that being the way they were, like in a dungeon, they're all hemmed in by these brass walls and brass doors, and they're bound and chained like prisoners in a death cell. And find ourselves, many people today, driven to depression. They just feel like they're no worth.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Hang on. It's going to get better. Going to be better. People take a gun, boom, blow their head off. Oh, that's really great. Well, you won't have to worry about that. And then the heartache that brings is just incredible.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for
Mac.
So like they can't. No. If you're a Christian this morning, tonight, you've got the Word of God. Someone asked Dr. Jack Howell, says, how much scripture do you read every day? He said, I read it until it starts burning in my heart. There are some, this morning, I'm telling you this morning, I begin reading the Bible, and all of a sudden, I had caught fire right at the start.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for
Mac.
A couple days ago, I would tell you, my wood was wet. I couldn't get it lit. Amen. You ever feel like that? I read and read and read. Then I finally let Alexander Scarby read it to me. Sorry. Now all of a sudden, boom, there it was.
And that was worth that time.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You feel like there's no hope. You feel like you have no way out. You got a problem. You're so far away from God that you don't know how far you are away from God. And you get back to God and say, God, help me. And immediately he said, I'll be there. That's a wonderful thing about God. His faithfulness is renewed every morning.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And his grace are always available to us. And when we fail, we can go to him and immediately he takes care of it. Amen. He doesn't wait till tomorrow. Doesn't wait for next week. He immediately takes care of it. Amen. It seems like the wheels of justice are very slow sometimes. Wouldn't you agree with that? But I'm going to tell you something. God is not slow.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
God, forgive me up before you even say it. He's already forgiven you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pass the biscuit. Give me some gravy. Give me some jelly. Man, I'm happy. Now, I mean, it instantaneously. But many times people feel that they're in a desert. Many people feel that they're in a dungeon. And then there are some people that feel that they're on a spiritual deathbed.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
They're on a spiritual deathbed. There is nothing worse than being on a deathbed. Nothing worse than having someone says, well, we need to call hospice. How many have ever heard that before? You know that things aren't going good. Seems like I hear an echo tonight.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
There's no hope. That's what the children of Israel thought. There's no hope. And by the way, do you find yourself lying on that spiritual deathbed? Our souls are so sick unto death. We're so knotted up inside. Seems like our head is like a bumblebee's neck to some nest that some kid rocked. Seems like we just can't think straight. There are some of you tonight that have some medical conditions.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And you can't figure some things out. And the doctor said, well, we'll test you for that in a couple weeks. And we'll do this, we'll do that. And you're going like, good night. Give me something. Yeah. But Pastor, you just don't understand. I try to understand what comes on with me. I don't understand what comes on you. Don't let anybody ever tell you. So I know how you feel because they don't know how
this
you
is
feel.
A demonstration
and
of
be very careful that you come in and you tell somebody, I know how you feel. No, you don't. I heard one widow lady say to another widow lady, I know how you feel. And the woman said, no, you don't. I hated him. I'm glad he went to heaven. So I guess she didn't know what she felt like. There is a book out that says,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Here lies John Fryer. That was it. Then he talks about,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Deep. This illustration, you remember, out in the ocean, so far away from land, no hope, everything's gone, you're afraid to death. And sometimes there's Christians that live that way. They're just stuck. Let me tell you something. God has not forgotten you.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He's my Father. And? Who got it? Read it.
And my God, the rock of my salvation.
It ain't over until it's over. I don't know what I'm going to do. Hey, some of the worst things that ever happened to you turn out to be the best things that ever happened to you. Yes, they do.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That has happened to you, they won't mean a... The loss of a loved one, the medical problems, the financial problems, the on and on and on we can go. The child that went wrong, the whatever, you know. The husband that left.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
God knows what's going on, and He has not left you. And do not feel that you're out in the desert. Don't feel that you're in a spiritual dungeon. Don't feel you're in a spiritual deathbed. And don't think that you are in the spiritual deep and no hope at all, because there is hope. We're all overwhelmed by circumstances. Lord Byron said, I believe it was him, he said,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We're all pawns in the game of life. They play chess. They just go all over the place. They ain't going any place. They're not worth much. All of us. Go into some excruciating circumstance.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And we have no idea how we're going to get through it. Many times these places take us are so frightening. This is not the way I planned things would be.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I love to scuba dive. I haven't done it for a while, but I got a magazine and I was reading this deal and was talking about it. I think I've said it before, but this guy was in the Fuji Islands, and their plane couldn't arrive.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And so they didn't realize it, and everybody's all packed up, came down to the airport, and they said, we're sorry, but this airplane is out of commission for 3 days. And the writer of this story says, you can imagine these pompous Americans screaming and yelling at the top of their voice, throwing stuff.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
At the people that had nothing to do with the plane. They're just baggage handlers. They're just clerks. He said, it was my next, walked up the line, and I said, when do you expect the plane to be here? And she said, we believe 3 to 4 days. He said,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
When you find out, she said, we'd love to. He walked away. He got out, taxi, and he said, show me some place that you can take me on this island that not people usually go. The guy said, no problem. And he went way back, had all his scuba gear, and guess what? For the next 3 days, he lived with the nationals. He scuba dived and snorkeled every day, had the time of his life.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He went back to the airport 4 days later, the happiest man in the world. And when he got to the airport, guess who he saw? The same crowd. Clothes all wrinkled, faces all red, mad. And he said, I had the time of my life. He said, sometimes when circumstances happen to you.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
There's some of you tonight that you're going through some things, and you may not have enough money for Christmas. By the way, it's a pretty poor thing at Christmas time to spend all your money and forget whose birthday this really is. And if you old timer like me, go down to Eklund's and get a great big box. And those kids will be a lot more, have more fun with that.
This is a demonstration of flip for math.
$50, whatever you're going to plan to get them. My wife and I were flying someplace. I believe we flew into Nashville for trying to get into Greenville, South Carolina. Bad weather. Hey, you know what? I'm really glad they say no flying. Oh, we got a mechanical difficulty. Hey! You have a problem with that?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And the people are going crazy. I walked up the hill and I said, ma'am, it's okay. I'm a frequent flyer. And you can take as long as you want with me so you don't have to deal with those people. She laughed. I was at that counter for 20 minutes. My wife and I are having a good time. I've talked to her about Jesus.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We just had a good time. Amen. The spiritual beat. The Bible says that some are people like a drunken person, and they're mercy of circumstances. We seem to stagger one hopeless effort to another. You feel like
this
that,
is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
My mother went to Chicago Evangelistic Institute in Chicago, Illinois. They were on LaSalle Avenue, right next to the people that were boozers. She said, I saw the funniest thing one day. She said, Sheldon, there's a man who was trying to sit on a wall. He was drunk. And he kept going like this.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I wish she could tell you that. It was so funny for a little guy trying to figure out how a guy was trying to sit on a wall and he'd fall on the ground and pick himself up. It's just, you know what, that's a lot of Christians are. You stagger like a drunken person. Hey, will you listen to me? I want to perfect you tonight. Listen to me.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Does God have you covered?
Yes.
Is God going to take care of you?
Yes.
Is God going to supply your needs? Will he answer your prayers?
Yes.
Is God dead? We act like we're just, oh, woe is me. Give me a break. I mean, shout glory, hallelujah. You say, good night. Man, I just hit my phone.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You hit your head with a guitar. The car won't start. Thank God you're not in an accident. Got a flat tire. It's only fine on the bottom. There's so many people so
this is a demonstration
worked up about
of flip for
so
Mac.
Many little things that, you know what, they'll commit suicide over. Somebody treated them bad. I think the Bible says anybody that's a Christian, you shall suffer persecution. Well, they don't let me say Merry Christmas.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
We're a mess, aren't we? We're a mess. Have mercy. Then the Bible talks about here that we've got to remember there is a cause. We must search our heart and go back over our lives. Allow the Holy Spirit to show us why these things are happening. When something bad happens,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
First thing, flat tire. You know, your car's out of gas. That's not the devil. Well, the devil did that. No, you're an idiot. You didn't put gas in it. You're rolling around on baloney skin tires, had a flat tire. Oh, man.
God trying to get me. No, he's not. He's trying to tell you something. It's dangerous driving like that. You know, everything is devil.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He does a lot of really rough things, but there's some things just because of our number 13. Stupidity, for some of you having to have that down in your dictionary there. If sin and forgetfulness of God, the forgetfulness of God, God ought to be on our mind constantly.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Prayer and supplication. And if sin and forgetfulness of God are at the bottom of the problem, we must confess and get right back to God. Pretty simple, amen? Get back. Some of you wandered away from God for a long time, and all of a sudden, you've seen your ways, and you say, God, forgive me, and
this
boom,
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Miss, happy day, happy day. That's good. God does that for us, amen? How many ever walked away from God? I mean, you know, stop coming to church and stop doing things your mom and daddy taught you? Yeah. Now look at you. It's instantaneous. Secondly,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Not only is there a cause, but there's a cure. And this is what I want. This is what I need. This is what you need. God has not abandoned us. God has not. Hey, when I go against God, he hasn't abandoned me. I abandoned him. He never abandoned me. And he's trying everything he can to get me back.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He did for Israel. I think he will. He'll bring us right through our problems if we will let him, and we will yet praise him for his goodness and wonderful works. Remember, we do owe it to God to serve him. And there are some crazy things in our life that do come up. And I talk about the mystery of iniquity. Why do I think that?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Oh my goodness, what am I thinking here? You know? Yeah. And all of us seem to be going against the principles of the Word of God. And all of a sudden we say, whoa, what am I doing? Ever, anybody have kind of like the light turn on and say, boy, that's not a good idea. And you're in frivolity and doing all kinds of things, and all of a sudden something comes to your heart and says, whoa, this is not good.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Bible college. And, of course, met up with my buddies. And they're doing some things. And I sat there for a minute. I said, these are not the kind of guys I want to be running around with. I've been at Bible college. I've seen guys like Sheldon Street and Dave Smith and a guy named Tom Yock and Terry Price.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They were just full of wanting to serve God. And I'm going like, and they're, you know, we play football together, and you know, we're with each other all the time. So you knew they couldn't lie. You know what I mean? You can lie for so long. You can tell somebody you're a Christian, but after a while, you're with them all the time. You figure out, that's not what they really are.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And so I came home. I don't know if these guys. And that was the last night. And I left early, and I said, as I was driving home back to the farm, I said, that's not the way I want to go, God. That's not the way I want to go. And God honors that.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
God honors that. Yes, he does. There is a cure. God has not abandoned us, and he's going to do great work for us. May God help us to realize that it's good. Hey, Mark,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Can I tell about you yesterday? We don't have much conversation. It's kind of like what you're hearing tonight. 7 o'clock in the morning, I hear her talking. Long sentences. My thought was that she ain't better be faking this.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And I tip my good ear. I'm almost deaf in both ears, but my left ear is a little bit better than my right ear. And I tip my right ear, my left ear towards her. And she was praying to the Lord. Making sense.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Let's make some sense. Amen. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Just passing through. And what God has for us, why don't you be happy with it? Why don't you praise His holy name? Say, dear God.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I don't understand it. And there's a lot you don't understand. But I'm going to trust it. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the privilege that we do have coming together and going over the scriptures. Lord, I pray tonight you'd speak to our hearts. Help us, Lord God, to get back to you. And Lord, sometimes the hardness of our hearts, sometimes
this is a demonstration of
Fulcrum. We don't realize how bad we really are, how we're so in need of revival. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're here tonight and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Would you pray for me? Would you lift your hand tonight? I'd sure like to pray for you. Dear God, now bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, we just